program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Going to take a moment to talk to the Nima V, or actually, do we call you Nima V or the Nima V?
It's just Nima V. The comes from needing to find an appropriate domain for YouTube.
Got it. Nima V is with us, and we started the show out by talking about your rap video that hit LouRockwell.com's blog today. That's how I spotted it. I've just posted it over at freekeen.com, which most of our listeners are familiar with. That's the blog that that's the place I blog at, just to make it easy, because it's probably already getting buried in other posts over at LouRockwell. But freekeen.com, you can see your video, I Own Me. And the reason I had you on this program was because, In my opinion, libertarian or liberty-oriented rock bands are kind of a dime a dozen out there. There's an awful lot of them, and I think that's great. I mean, rock and roll, it's what I grew up on, and I'm certainly very familiar with it, and I enjoy it. But the youth of today, just, they're not into rock and roll. I mean, that's maybe there's some a few segments of them that are. Obviously, some subcultures are into it more than others. But rap and hip-hop and that musical scene is definitely one of the top ones out there today. And so that's why I thought that your video, I Own Me, is and the song, I Own Me, is just outstanding. And I'm not an expert at listening to rap, but I certainly enjoyed it. And I just wanted to focus on, well, give you a little bit of exposure and also kind of talk about liberty-oriented media and producing liberty-oriented music and getting it out to young people. But first, let's talk a little bit about you, Nima V. Who are you and where are you from? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up in Texas, and that's sort of where I got into the rap scene. You know, in Texas, I grew up in Houston, and everybody listened to rap. You know, DJ Screw, and in the school that I went to, people rapped, you know, in high school. I was on the football team, and on the way to every game, you know, there'd be people beating on the back of the bus seats, and we just freestyle, you know, improvise. And I got into that, and that's how I got into rap. And it sort of really coincided with me, and it hit me once I started reading Ron Paul and Lou Rockwell and really becoming a libertarian. I pretty much consider myself an anarcho-capitalist now.
Yeah.
And I thought rap, you know, it's really compatible with libertarianism. Rappers are always they're always talking about the prison state and the drugs, the drug war, and it's all about not being a legal positivist, you know, doing what you have to do to survive. And that really rung true for me. And as a rapper, you know, I was into rap before I was into libertarianism, but as a rapper, I was always trying to find a way to speak from my soul and really have something to say. And I found that in libertarianism, because that's what I believe in strongly. That's what I talk about to people, and so that's what I rap about.
So would you say that you mentioned Ron Paul, Lou Rockwell. Would you say it was Ron Paul that brought you into this movement, or who do you credit?
I would. Like a lot of people you talk to these days, Ron Paul was sort of, I guess you could say, what brought me to Jesus. sort of, and by Jesus, I mean libertarianism and believing in freedom. My mom actually lives in his district, and she's a school teacher, and he came to her class, her second grade class, and handed everybody out a constitution and talked to them about freedom and the constitution. And my mom just loved it, because there was no constitution in her curriculum anyway. So she thought it was a really great thing. And so I looked into him during the presidential campaign, and I read Foreign Policy of Freedom, and that had me hooked. Because foreign policy is always
okay. Wait a minute. Point of information. You were not in the second grade class. Or were you in the second grade?
I was not. I'm not that young.
I was just trying to understand if maybe you had encountered Ron Paul like a decade ago, or, you know, however long ago second grade was for you. Obviously, it's probably a little more than a decade. But when did you first encounter Ron Paul? Was it the presidential campaign in which you first encountered him?
Yes, okay. It was. You know, the Democrats had sort of lost faith in them. Basically, during the 2006, when the Democrats took hold of the Congress and Nancy Pelosi was in office, and I was like, great, you know, now we can start getting out of Iraq. And I realized it was just the same old thing.
Sure.
And I started to look around for other alternatives, and Ron Paul's Foreign Policy of Freedom just sort of hit me like a ton of bricks, and it was so true. And I was so so on board with him with all the foreign policy stuff, and I realized that the same philosophy that's behind his anti-interventionist foreign policy is also behind everything else he does. The idea that when government gets involved, it creates a big mess, and it's not what you want to have.
So, was it like a YouTube video? Do you remember exactly what it was that brought you to Ron Paul? Just curious for the detail.
Yeah, it was that story from my mom, and then
okay.
I read the book,
gotcha.
And then I got into it. I became a delegate for him, and it just all took off from there.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like you've gone down kind of a similar road that I did, except I would say at an accelerated pace, which goes to what we've talked about on this program is that, Mark, you and I, it took us a good decade to get to where we're at as far as understanding and embracing the ideas of freedom. But I've said that now that communication is so fast and we've got YouTube and we've got so many other resources at our fingertips that people can be advanced to, as you said, you call yourself an anarcho-capitalist. I would have called myself that maybe 2 years ago. I'd consider myself a voluntarist today, which there's a lot of similarities, obviously, but I think it's the naming that for me is important.
Yeah, anarcho-capitalist sounds to some people like demon from hell.
yeah, it kind of does. So, and a lot of times you say that, and people are like, "Wait, that doesn't make any sense."
So you went
capitalism, some sort of evil thing.
But they think both words sound like some kind of evil.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. So
yeah.
You went down a similar road, but it sounds like within a 2 year time frame to go down a road that took me 7 or 8 years to go down. And when did you come from, or when did you decide to leave the camp of minarchy and embrace the ideas of true freedom and the absence of a coercive violent monopoly?
Well, I guess the first book that started me along that path was probably Rockwell's The Left, the Right, and the State. There were a few chapters I found harsh, but when I really looked into them, they made a lot of sense. And then most recently, and this is sort of what helped to inspire the video, was Butler Schaefer's Boundaries of Order. When I realized that, we can talk all day about why the government doesn't work in a lot of situations, or pretty much any situation, but Boundaries of Order really brought sort of a scientific viewpoint that complex systems are inherently unpredictable, and you're unable to manipulate them. So it sort of inspired me that self-ownership and property rights are the structure that people need, but provide the freedom that people want.
At one point in your video, you make reference to that order comes out of chaos. You kind of referenced that there really isn't chaos. It's just a very big pattern that we can't really seem to figure out.
Exactly. That is exactly the point I wanted to make with that. Yeah, you got it.
And that you don't need what it suggests, I think, is that you don't need some government lording over people trying to create order out of what is already a natural order. There already is order there. The government somehow allows for order in a more enhanced way is really an illusion.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. To me, the top down system is where the problem comes from. And when you spread out the decisions among a widespread group of people, then if one person makes a mistake, it's not multiplied across all those people. It's isolated in that one little area. So on an aggregate, the right decisions end up coming to the forefront and being made.
So you've been doing rap. You've been involved in that for how long?
Oh, many years. Let's see. I guess I wrote my first song freshman year of college. I went to the University of Texas, so I packed up and moved from Houston to Austin. And everybody in Austin does music. Everybody's in a band or raps or does something. They call it the live music capital of the world. So that was the way I sort of put myself into that position. I started doing shows, I guess, senior year of college, 4 years later. And I had a regular set on 6th Street, just a little 10-minute thing I did with one of my rapper friends. And I guess it's been about 2 years now.
Yeah, you've been involved for a little while. It sounded good. Like I said, I'm not a rap expert, but for me, I enjoyed listening to it. You can see the video. You can listen to it at freekeen.com. Can you hang out for a few more minutes? I got some more questions about your involvement in the music scene and how this message is, accepted. You got some time?
Sure.
All right.
I got
some
time. Yeah.
More coming up here with Nima V. If you've got a question for him, he is a liberty-oriented rap artist, and he's on the line with us. It's Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, you know that communication between clients and employees is essential to your company's success. Email is part of your company's DNA, but you didn't get into business to manage email. It's time to evolve with DNAmail.com. Get Microsoft Exchange-hosted email services with free activation and setup, 24/7 support, and 99.99% guaranteed uptime, all starting at $8.95 a month. DNA Mail even supports your BlackBerry and iPhone and offers a free Microsoft SharePoint Internet portal to keep everyone connected. Look, you know what it costs to set up an email system. Don't blow your budget on fighting viruses and having an IT specialist on call. Save time and money with DNAmail.com. Every standard or unlimited Exchange mailbox will get a free copy of Microsoft Outlook 2007 or Entourage 2008. Call us at 800-628-3204. That's 800-628-3204. Or visit DNAmail.com and join the evolution.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll free at 800-259-9231. Though if you've got a question for Nima V, he is with us, a rap, liberty-oriented rap singer, I guess. Do you call it raps? I guess rapper. Liberty-oriented rapper. See how out of the culture I am? 800-259-9231 is the number, but Nima V certainly is in the culture, and you've released your single I Own Me on your YouTube channel, which is YouTube/TheNimaV, but the easiest way to find it is just go to freekeen.com. It's the top blog post there right now at freekeen.com. I think it's a great video. First of all, the lyrical content is very good, and the video content, I think, complements it fairly well. And it looks like you put a lot of this. I mean, did you have a team working on this, or was it just you, Nima V, that put all this together?
This is all me. I don't know if it's because I'm a control freak or just because I'm out here in the middle of nowhere now. But, I made the beat. I did the lyrics. I did the production. And then I got to editing it. And I learned some Photoshop techniques along the way and some different editing techniques. But, it's all me.
Well, they say if you want something done right, you should do it yourself. Certainly nothing wrong with that. So we've been talking about your involvement in the Liberty Movement. You discovered Ron Paul. Your mother was a teacher, is a teacher at a – is it a government school she teaches at?
She actually stopped. She's pursuing a higher degree now. She wants to be a psychologist or something like that, I suppose. So it was a government school, and her son was actually – and she actually took him out because she was experiencing problems with it. And she was experiencing problems as far as the curriculum goes. I guess they stopped teaching real math and did this thing called discovery math, and she just wasn't on board with it.
Mark, weren't you telling me about one of the special maths that they have now? What's that called?
Yeah, radical math. It's the idea is incorporating social justice, which is just a euphemism for stealing, incorporating stealing into math.
So, yeah, I can imagine why that would disturb somebody who doesn't want the government to arbitrarily decide what they get to teach people. I can totally understand that. Now, you'd actually mentioned you went to college. Did you get a degree, and what was it in?
I did. I did a broadcast journalism degree at University of Texas.
Oh, and you'd mentioned that you were working at a broadcast television station. I don't know if that's private information. I won't say where, in case it is. But congratulations to you for actually putting a college degree to use in the field in which you received it. A lot of people aren't able to do that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it took some time. I tried to explore other options and worked with a private production company for a while. But when the economy turned sour, you know, it was harder for the smaller outfits to keep up.
Yeah.
So I had to transition to small market network affiliate TV.
And that's what you're doing right now. So I guess to pay the bills, do you see a way in the future to actually profit at the rap scene, or are you already?
Not profiting, no. I don't know. I'd like to see a future. I mean, I think all of us who are artists would like to see something like that. I've always, you know, wanted to have a day job and pursue it on the side.
Mm-hmm.
But if it takes off, it takes off, and I'll keep pushing for it. You know, one day I'd hope to have a blog and do opinion, news, journalism, and music all at once.
Well, you can come up here to New Hampshire. You can get on one of our blogs up here. And I mentioned to you on the email that we were talking, in which we were conversing, and I'd mentioned the Free State Project, and you'd said you'd heard of it before.
I have heard of it. And in planning my next move, my contract's up in about a year. I've been thinking about heading to New Hampshire. The fiance wants to go to Vermont, but I don't really know much about that area. So,
well, they're not too far. You can live on one side of the river, and she can just go to Vermont.
Yeah, we live here in Keene, which is the southwest corner of New Hampshire, which is just, 25 minutes away from Brattleboro, Vermont, a little town of 12,000. But Vermont is nice. I mean, it's a pretty place, just like New Hampshire is a pretty place. It's just that back in the 1970s, socialists moved into Vermont, and they've had quite an effect over there, which is one of the reasons why the Free State Project was created, was to give liberty-oriented people a destination, to bring as many, hopefully 20,000, or eventually 20,000, at this point it's been several hundred that have made the move so far, liberty-oriented people all into the same geographic region. So if you're going to move to Vermont, you might as well just move to New Hampshire. We have some of the best activists in the entire world here in New Hampshire. Mark and myself moved up here back in 2006. We're Florida natives, and so we made the move up here, and it's been the most amazing experience of my life. I mean, I don't know what kind of action or activism there is there in Wyoming or wherever it is you are in Wyoming, but I was in Sarasota, Florida, it was not very much.
One of the reasons that TV has been good for me is we have a lot of liberty people here. I think we have I don't know if it's a competing Free State Project, but we have a sort of version of a Free State Project.
It's true. There is the Free State.
I don't know exactly how it works.
Yep, there is the Free State Wyoming. I think they've got 100 members. I don't know. They don't track their member numbers on their website, so there's no way to really say for sure. I think they had 75 people at their convention that they had. We had hundreds here, and is the biggest of them all.
God bless them. They're not doing anything that's competing with what's going on here in New Hampshire. Activists that are moving here.
I haven't heard anything. I mean, about what's going on in Wyoming. I know there is such a movement. But when the Free State Project in New Hampshire was in its early days, the early movers were really getting out there and doing some really noteworthy things, civil disobedience and that kind of thing. And that has continued and gotten bigger. I mean, there's been topless civil disobedience. There's been marijuana civil disobedience at this point. All manner of different things that have been going on up here. That's just absolutely incredible. And I definitely would invite you because you're one of the doers. I mean, you're out there putting out a very principled message in a format that is going to be great for young people to absorb. I think that's really worthwhile. And we've got some wonderful media people up here. So I just wanted to officially extend an invitation, even though I'm not official in any way. I'm not part of the Free State Project board, but I am a participant in the project. To go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. Come on over to freekeen.com. That's where your video is right now, and you'll see a lot of other videos there of some of the activism that we've done here, some audio, and a great blog post. It's an amazing community of activists, so we'd love to have you up here.
Well, that would be great. I mean, it's definitely on my list.
Only problem is there aren't a lot of TV stations here in New Hampshire. I think there's one network television.
I think there's
affiliate.
One network television affiliate here.
Up here, so I don't know about
that. You have to create your own business.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Well, yeah, like I said, I mean, I'd love to be an owner, and I've sort of realized that now, that that's where you can really make money, is being an owner and really have the freedom that obviously people like you and me want.
So, absolutely.
And the possibility of becoming...
TV is sort of the...
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say TV as a media is sort of not on its last leg, but it's not going to last forever.
No, certainly not.
The Internet is the future of pretty much everything. I always tell people here, the Internet is what's going to save the world.
Absolutely. It's the number one reason why we're here.
I concur.
That's why we're doing this show. We wouldn't be able to... We would never have been able to get this show through the regular channels of getting on radio stations without the Internet to help build us up, essentially from the ground level. It's really been amazing for us, and it's why we're connected with you and why we've talked to so many different wonderful people over time on this program, and it's really helping get the message out. So thank you again for everything that you've done at this point, and hopefully we'll see more videos from Nima V. I'm a subscriber of the YouTube channel, and I know that it's actually not your first liberty-oriented rap song. Is it one of my producers was looking around your MySpace page and found another one about Obama or something like that?
Yeah, I did one during the election last year. I never made a video for it, but I did a song called McBama, actually, and it was sort of an attack on the two-party system, basically showing why Obama and McCain are sort of two wings of the same plane, I think I said.
Hey.
Two wings of the same bird of prey, I think other people have used.
Absolutely right. Nima V, thank you so much for coming on the air with us here tonight. I'll put you on hold for just a moment, talk to you off the air. Wow, cool stuff. Head over to freekeen.com, see the video, and pass it on to some young people that like, rap, because it's great. Run away, Free Talk Live.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com, the best filtered water in the world.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, 1-800-453-2202. making preparedness simple since 1972.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the bulletin board system, over 490,000 posts. Lots to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
republicmagazine.tv. Are you missing the real news? Get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine. Get your free digital copy now or order a print subscription at republicmagazine.tv. That's republicmagazine.tv. And you can see our quarter page ad on the inside front cover this month.
Very good. We go to your phone calls about what you want. Aliko is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Aliko.
Hi, Aleko. How you doing?
Aleko, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about social ostracism.
Yes, sir.
Because, you know, I'm kind of new to the anarchy scene, but it's one of the things I've been struggling with is, you know, crimes and, you know, people, when there's no courts and things, people's reputations being very important to them. And everything.
Sure, I would consider it the free marketplace scene, not the anarchy scene. It's, anarchy sounds so chaotic and dangerous.
I know what you're saying, but I kind of like calling myself an anarchy because people listen to me.
Maybe.
I don't know.
That seems like a libertarian macho flash to me.
Yeah, but you could also say I have a bomb in my shirt. You know, people will listen to you. I don't know what kind of good it'll do you, but yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Anyway.
But anyway, so I kind of had a revelation today when I was thinking about this because, you know, somebody was telling me that they don't want to make a Facebook account because, you know, they don't want their information online. And I started thinking that that's not necessarily a bad thing. And I kind of wish that everybody had a Wikipedia entry. Like when you meet someone, you could just kind of look them up and see, you know, what he's been doing and, you know, who he's been you know, if you have three kids and stuff, and save a lot of trouble. Again,
well, there certainly are people. I mean, certainly you can Google if you're doing, if you're, for instance, in a human resources department. A lot of people are Googling their applicants' names just to see what comes up. Certainly, some people are going to reveal, some things are going to be more revealed on other people than others would be with some others, but so you're going to get a random amount of results depending on who you're dealing with and how internet connected they are. But there are services that do allow for reputation ratings on the internet. They do exist.
Yeah, and I think they're going to get more. There's going to be more and more of them. And I know more about like Jack Nicholson's life more than my grandfather's because you know, he has a Wikipedia page. I know about his early life and things like that. And I think I've been listening to a lot of Wes Bertrand, and he has a I think he's on another podcast, but
yep, he's Complete Liberty, yeah. Which is a great program. We air it on the Liberty Radio Network at libertyradionetwork.com.
Yeah, he's really great. I like him a lot. And you know, he has a really good optimistic view. He thinks we'll see complete liberty, you know, in our lifetime. And I really like thinking that's
possible. You might as well. I mean, you might as well believe that. If you're wrong, you're wrong, right? You should believe it because it could become reality.
But like you guys were just saying, I think the internet's the key. I think that's the way people are going to be able to check up on each other. I mean, if you have a Wikipedia entry saying that you're the child molester, you know, that's, you know, people could just look you up, and that, I think that's kind of where the future is going. It's going to be there for the celebrities.
It's going to have to be a little more than just Wikipedia, because Wikipedia is sort of an open thing that anybody can go and edit. Whereas I think that on a reputation rating site, you would have the opportunity to respond to accusations that are made against you, essentially, and there would have to be a system there to filter out the crap, basically, because there's a very good
chance
your
ex-girlfriend's not going to say some very nice stuff about you in certain instances, you know?
Yeah, depending.
And she may change her mind later, but, you know, how's that going to go? In the eBay style, once it's up there, you know?
Yeah, but with this Web 2.0, you know, like Ian said, you have a chance to respond. I mean, maybe if you could just have a little comment saying, oh, she's a liar, and then people can judge for themselves. I mean,
you can link over to her reputation. You can link over to her reputation page and see what people think about her. But it's definitely something that the marketplace can handle. What we're talking about here is we're on the periphery of an idea that really is just starting to, I think, take shape as far as what's available out there. And obviously one website would probably end up becoming more prominent than the rest, or there would maybe be a handful of prominent ones, sort of like there are a handful of credit bureaus today that are fairly well received.
Yeah, sure, credit. Yeah, and I think that's why it's more possible now and in the future than it was in the past to have complete liberty, because there is ways to check up on each other, and there is ways to, you know, have put your reputation on the line, whereas before, you know, you could just move to the next town and nobody would know you or something like that. I think that, you know,
you could still
do
that. There could still be options for privacy in a free marketplace, just depending on who you're dealing with and what kind of levels of privacy they are willing to accept from you. In order to get a job at a company with a name, you may have to have some sort of some private certification or private identification that certifies you are who you claim to be. But at the same time, if you want to live in a seedy trailer park, there may be a chance that you're not going to have to show too many papers in that case. So it would all end up depending on what the marketplace was demanding.
Sure. Yeah, that's true.
Any other thoughts?
I just got really optimistic about it today.
You should be. You might as well be optimistic. It's so easy to be pessimistic in this particular world that we live, because there's so much bad news. There's so much to talk about where the government is increasing in size and scope and intrusiveness and oppressiveness and expense. And there's just, we can spend all kinds of time discussing that, but it's important to have solutions, it's important to have ideas for the future, and it's important to focus on those and move toward them in whatever ways possible, which is, of course, one of the reasons why we're such big promoters of the Free State Project on this show, because it seems like the most obvious, no-brainer thing for liberty-minded people to do is let's get together. Because if we can get together and we can have people who are optimistic, like yourself, and this, I think this is a pretty optimistic show in general, people getting together with that optimism, it'll spread, new ideas will be generated, and new action will come out of that, and we'll achieve liberty sooner rather than later than if we're all spread out throughout the world.
Yeah, I think so, and I think the Free State Project is pretty genius.
So have you signed up?
I have not signed up, but
what's it going to take, Aleko?
What's the point in signing up? Move to New Hampshire.
You should sign up, Mark. Aren't you trying to hit that 20,000 mark?
I don't care about the 20,000 mark.
You don't care anymore?
Yeah.
So what is it going to take, Aleko?
I guess just the nerve. I mean, I'm one of those when in a big Greek family type situation, and you know, it would raise a lot of eyebrows.
There are Greeks up here. I'd like to point out.
Yeah,
okay. There's okay. Athens Pizza just down the street here. It's fine food.
I'm sure it is. Greeks make.
So is it the family that you're? Are you concerned of what your family will think? Or I'm not. I guess I'm not clear.
Yeah, I guess I am, which is pretty lame. I know, and I'm making a pretty good living where I am right now.
Well, nothing's lame if that's what's right for you. If that's what's right for you is to stay with the family and make a good living, then that's great. For me, I can make a living, you know, somewhere else, and I've chosen my family here in New Hampshire. To me, you know, the family are the people that you choose, and obviously people disagree on this. A lot of people have very strong ties to their family. I don't have those. And it would be easier, too, if your family hated freedom, too. I don't know how your family feels about the ideas of liberty. Mine don't necessarily hate freedom, but my mom certainly doesn't get it, and she doesn't like to talk to me about it. So I, you know, would like to be around people that I like to discuss these things with and that do appreciate it. So thanks for the call.
Yeah, mine are coming around. They're
good. Well, they should move with you. You guys could come up here and open up a restaurant.
That would be great. However, Greeks also trade off progeny, they could trade off a daughter for a son. You guys can marry off, and
so we could trade you a socialist or something, right? We could trade
It happens.
If there was a socialist Greek up here, we could send him down to New Mexico and maybe do a swap.
What do you think about that, Aleko?
Yeah, I'm down. I don't really want a socialist hanging out with my family, though. But
I see. All right. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Something to think about for the future. 800-259-9231. I don't disparage anybody for staying where they are. You should do whatever's right for you. For me, moving for liberty, that's what it's all about. Achieving liberty in my lifetime, I'll do whatever it takes to make that happen. If there was a better movement somewhere else, I would be giving that some serious consideration. But there isn't. This is it. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkitt with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything by dialing toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. And so enjoy those on us. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. And again, jump on board, get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, chat room, forum, the commercial-free podcast. It's all there for you at amp.freetalklive.com.
Sickle CAI and the principal over there, Jason Osborne, Free Talk Live is here because of them and their generosity and sponsoring the show for, it's going on 3 years now. Sickle CAI, if you know somebody who has a business or you have one yourself and looking for somebody to handle your accounts receivable, collections, billing, those kind of things, SACL CAI can do it. And their banner's at freetalklive.com. See it at the top of the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so we continue here. We'll take your calls about anything, but we're talking about the Free State Project and, Mark, how you and I made the move back in 3 years ago from Florida here to New Hampshire, and it's just been an amazing experience so far. And it's because people are getting together and they're getting active, and it's making a difference. Back when I was in Florida, and I was an activist down there working with the Libertarian Party at the time. I have since resigned from the Libertarian Party. But at the time I was doing that, and I was doing outreach for them and setting up all kinds of events. And pretty much if the Libertarian Party was doing something between the year 2000 and 2005-ish, it's because of me setting stuff up. I mean, it was
you were very
much
active.
Me doing that. And it was like pulling teeth trying to get people to show up for these things in many cases. Some there was a couple of hardcores that you could count on. As far as pulling teeth?
Yeah.
So there was a couple hardcores that you could count on, but otherwise it was pretty difficult to put together volunteers. I was pulling from a relatively small group of folks. It's such a different story up here because there are so many liberty-minded people here. So many activists have moved here, and they're looking for things to do because not everybody's a self-starter. Not everybody is the person who comes up with the, hey, let's do this, and kind of starts the ball rolling. But whenever someone comes here and is a self-starter, someone like Big Mike, who just showed up in Manchester a couple weeks ago,
yeah.
Big Mike said, all right, Manchester needs a civil disobedience scene. He moved there and became the civil disobedience scene. He went into the police department carrying a piece of cannabis in his hand, showed it to them through the window, and said he wanted to talk to an officer, and they never said sent anybody out to. They sent one cop to yell at him for sitting on, yell at one of the people that was there for sitting on one of the shelves, I guess, or sitting in an area he wasn't supposed to sit. But they didn't actually send anyone out to deal with the fact that Big Mike had cannabis in his hand. So, but people came out for that. He announced it. He said, I'm going to do this at this time, at this location. Come out if you want to. And people came out. They brought video cameras, and they backed him up. If Big Mike had tried to do that down in Sarasota, Florida, or likely wherever it is you live, if marijuana
would have happened.
If marijuana hasn't been decriminalized or something like that, where you live. If Big Mike had tried that, he'd have gone to jail, most likely, and nobody would have known about it, and nobody would have been able to help him out.
No one would have cared.
Had Big Mike been arrested in this case, and he wasn't, but had he been arrested, the activists would have swung into action, as they have done with other activists who've been arrested for civil disobedience and non-cooperation and things like that, and backed him up, written him letters in jail, called the jail, and asked them to release him. All kinds of just amazing things.
Made a heck of a lot of noise,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, happened here. And that's why people like this guy, a Northampton borough man, the story from LehighValleyLive.com, who claimed he was exempt from state laws, defended himself on a drunken driving charge in Northampton County Court. Scott Allen Whitmer claimed Tuesday that he was a sovereign, which prompted Northampton County Judge Leonard Zito to reset Whitmer's bail. The judge also ordered he not be released from prison until drug, alcohol, and psychological evaluations were completed.
Nice.
So if you live in...
So if you claim to be a sovereign individual... In Lehigh Acres? Is that in Fort Myers?
Not clear. LehighValleyLive.com. Northampton, wherever that is. Colorado.
Doesn't mean anything to me. If you claim that there...
No, New Jersey.
In front of this judge, he's going to think you're crazy.
Yeah.
Apparently you are.
Evaluation.
If you believe that you own your body and that you are in charge of your life, you are sufficiently deviated from the norm in the United States of America to be considered crazy. I think he's absolutely right, the judge. The guy is, in fact, crazy. No. I'm crazy, you're crazy.
Well, that's just it.
Because the world is full of slaves, dogs, serfs, and sheep. And the judge is just one of them.
Somebody like this guy. Now, I don't know if he was really driving drunk or not. I'm not sure what the situation there is. If he was endangering other people, then, yeah, I do have a problem with that. But I bring this up because he used the sovereign claim in court. And it's something that has been discussed on this program. It's something that I find very interesting and intriguing. But I also understand that if you do something a judge doesn't like, he'll put you in a jail cell. It doesn't matter, in many cases, what you say. What matters, what we've seen matters, I think, here in New Hampshire, is what we've seen matters is that you have people on your side. That's one of the factors that I think has allowed some of the activists here, not everybody that does non-cooperation gets away with it, but it has allowed some of the activists up here in New Hampshire to literally walk out of a courtroom on something like a speeding ticket, for instance, and be found not guilty, or have the judge... In the case of Nick Ryder, one of the activists here who has actually been found not guilty of speeding, he went to a trial for disorderly conduct for standing in a court lobby after people were ordered to disperse. He was in a public place. He was arrested for disorderly conduct, went to trial, defended himself, and then the judge said he was going to take it under advisement and issue a decision later. More than a month went by. More than a month and a half, maybe even 2 months, almost, went by since the trial date. Not a word from the judge. Until this week.
Oh, really?
Found out charges been dismissed. Now, you explain that to me, Mark. Have you ever heard of the state dismissing a charge after the trial? No. Normally, that's before the trial. Normally, the prosecutor says, oh, we're going to dismiss this charge. In many cases, it's right before the trial. We've had a couple of the activists here have shown up to their scheduled trials to be told by the prosecutor, we've decided to dismiss your charge. Thanks for taking your day off from work and spending time driving here and spending all your time. You know, you don't have to be here. Goodbye. Normally, that's where the charge will be dismissed. It'll either be dismissed right before the trial, or they'll send you some paperwork in advance just saying, look, we've dismissed this. Don't show up. How many times has anybody ever heard of this? Having a judge dismiss a charge... And I presume it was the judge. It must be the judge after trial, right? Because the prosecutor can dismiss it prior to the trial. But how could the prosecutor dismiss a charge after
the
trial?
Has to be the judge.
It had to be the judge. We haven't gotten the paperwork and the details on
this yet. So no acquittal, just a dismissal.
No acquittal, no guilty. Just a dismissal. We're just going to blow this off, brush this away from our little
He took it under advisement and then dismissed it.
Yeah. 2 months later.
Bizarre.
So we're getting some very bizarre and very interesting results here, that if you tried this stuff where you are, if you tried going into a courtroom and saying, well, look, I don't agree with extortion, so I'm not paying, you would likely not have the same kind of success. And if you disagree with me, please prove me wrong.
They might try.
No. I want you to go into your courthouse next time you get a ticket and prove me wrong that you have a good a chance of getting something dismissed or disappeared or forgotten about or decided not guilty as the activist here in New Hampshire. Prove me wrong.
Some amazing things have happened.
Yeah, and it's only going to get better. We've had entire courtrooms sitting for judges.
Entirely. And, you know, one of the ways that, you know, we were saying about the 20,000 number, for the Free State Project previously in the last segment. And this is sort of one of the reasons that I'm just kind of, I've dismissed the 20,000 number, is because what matters is moving to New Hampshire, getting active for liberty,
mm-hmm.
doing something for liberty, signing up. A list on an internet, on the internet, you know, somewhere, it really just doesn't do much of anything. So
it was a good idea originally, I think. The concept of getting 20,000 people in the same place, eventually it will get to 20,000.
Well, the numbers shot up in the early portion very, very quickly, but it just kind of petered off after that. It's been going up faster now, but you know, they've got some people working on it. But
2,000 people. In New Hampshire, activists moving to New
Change
Hampshire
everything.
Would be far more than is necessary.
Assuming that the number that they have correct now is about 750 movers is correct, 2,000, if that number, that counter were to get up to 2,000,
mm-hmm.
Which I don't know how many actual movers that would be, because I know people that have moved here for the activism that's going on in New Hampshire but haven't signed up for the Free State Project. I don't know how many of them there are, but there's certainly a quantity of them.
And that doesn't count the New Hampshire
natives.
And
those people are doing more than the people who signed up for the Free State Project are doing.
Yeah. Certainly there is certainly a wide range of levels of activism. It's whatever's appropriate for you in your life, obviously. If you've got priorities and doing things, you've got to pay the bills, right? Take care of the family. But there's a lot going on here, and it just, the dynamics change when you get people on your side. I support you going into the courtroom and saying you're a sovereign. Absolutely support that. That's great. You should believe that you're a sovereign, and there's nothing wrong with asserting that you're a sovereign. But don't think it's going to keep you some sort of magical potion, words that are going to keep you out of a jail cell. If you want to stay out of a jail cell, the best likelihood is here in New Hampshire, and even that's not a guarantee.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.